Longstreet said. If we moved south, toward Washington, we could fight on ground of our own choosing. The enemy is here, General. We did not want the fight, but the fight is here. What if I ask this army to retreat? They will do as you order. Lee shook his head again. He was growing weary of this. Why didn't Ewell's assault begin? A cautious commander new to his command. An A.P. Hill is sick, yet we won. The soldiers won. Lee pointed toward the hill. They will probably retreat, or Ewell will push them off. But if Meade is there tomorrow, I will attack him. If Meade is there, Longstreet said implacably, it is because he wants you to attack him. That was enough. Lee thought, docile men do not make good soldiers. He said nothing. Longstreet could see the conversation was at an end. He said, I'll bring my boys up as soon as I can. Lee nodded. As Longstreet was going, Lee said, General?
Yes, sir.
Your spy was correct in his reports. Had it not been for that report, this army might have been destroyed in detail. I thank you. Longstreet nodded. If the compliment pleased him, he did not show it. He moved off. Lee stood alone, troubled. He had had enough of defensive war. The king of spades. Let us attack and let it be done. I am extraordinarily tired. You are an old man, and if something happens to you... He picked up the glasses, waiting for Ewell's attack. No attack began.